The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. It's Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 14th of December, 11 days till Christmas. 2018, all the best technology news has happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Firefox 64 is a go. As in now, you can go get it. Yes, version 64 is now out as of today, and we got some new features on board for us, too. According to Mozilla, we're now going to see suggestions in the regular browsing mode. This will be for new and relevant Firefox features, services, and extensions based on how basically you use the web. Other things we're going to see is a new thing called Enhanced Tab Management. Basically, this means you'll be able to select multiple tabs in your tab bar and then group them together to move, close, bookmark, or even pin them. Another cool thing is Firefox updated Task Manager. This will actually tell you the energy of impact of individual tabs, you know, say that are having on your battery life, while you're using a laptop or even your Android phone. Yeah, don't think we're going to get that in iOS. Yep, just a browser full of goodies now. Go and grab it regardless if you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or of course, even Linux. Fit. Yep, we don't talk much about this, do we? That's probably because Google's Wear OS, it's a little bit behind Apple's Watch OS. Of course, Google's wanting to change this, and they're going to start with Google Fit. They're going to add a new breathing exercise feature and home screen widgets, making it easier for you to track your activity and progress, and as Google puts it, engage in a bit of relaxation. Ah, we could all use that on a Friday. Yep, now you'll be able to place activity progress meters like minutes walked or even calories burned right on the main screen of your Android phone. And of course, if you're wearing a watch for their Wear OS, that's where your breathing exercises will come in. And it has to be said, it's pretty damn similar to Apple's default Breathe app for Apple Watch. Yeah, it's almost identical. I don't know if we'll see a lawsuit on it, but you never know. Google saying these features will be rolling out slowly. I don't know why, but they will be rolling out slowly this week or partly next week. Must have something to do with the holidays. Maybe some people just they didn't go to work. Finally, our craft for Christmas on this Friday. Oh, you're gonna love this. Talking about relaxation, bath time. That is the relaxation time. It can also be your groove on time, too, thanks to this little lovely bubble bath disco light. Yep, get ready for the bath light show. What this thing basically does, it turns your bathtub into a big old 1970s disco ball with a whole bunch of lights. Yep, you're gonna get one hell of a fun underwater light show with 5 different display sequences, you know, so you can get that right atmosphere for your bathing needs. When you get right down to it, you can have a party in your tub. So if you want to get your Christmas funk on in your bathtub, findmeagift.co.uk is the place to search for the Bath Light Show. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website, of course, for everything that is the British Tech Network. Check out all of our podcasts, our blog reviews. It's all over there for your nerdy tech needs. Check us out on Facebook, too, and Instagram, British Tech Network. On Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And our BTN community at our Slack room. Come be a part of it if you're not already. britishtech.slack.com. Yep, the news show headed into the weekend, but we will be back next week for a couple of shows. Yep, we will be back on Monday and Tuesday next week. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend on Monday's show, and maybe something a little special for Tuesday's show. In any case, have a great Friday and an awesome weekend ahead, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.